From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me. Today, I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's program, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information on, of course, Indonesian pop songs. Let's listen to the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources invites Japan to develop power plant in Bali waters. Indonesian government reduces trade deficit with China. Now the news in detail. Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources through Marine Geology Research and Development Center, Research and Development Agency along with Saga University Japan, will develop pilot project of power plant of ocean thermal energy conversion with capacity of 5 MW in North Bali waters. Head of the agency, Dadan Kusdiana, said in Jakarta on Sunday, July 21, that the discussion has been conducted along with Deputy Director of Ocean Energy, Saga University Japan, Yosuke Ikegami, in Jakarta on June 27. Saga University conveyed selection proposal of the location based on the result of research in North Bali waters. In a press release quoted by Antara, the team of Saga University and the agency has conducted coordination with the state's electricity company PTBLN to convey cooperation plan of pilot plant development and to ask support for the implementation of the cooperation. Indonesian government through Trade Ministry continue to reduce trade balance deficit with the People's Republic of China, among others, by conducting diversification of export products from food and beverage until herbal products. The newest, the ministry also facilitates export of swift nest. Secretary General of the Trade Ministry, Karyanto Suprih, in Jakarta on Sunday, July 21, said that another effort which is also conducted is diplomacy. The Indonesian government keeps going to approach to the Chinese government through trade mission and bilateral talks. The goal is to explore the cooperation which can take mutual benefits. Karyanto also mentioned that there are still many products from Indonesia which have potentials to be sold through the trade mission. The composite share price index at the Indonesia Stock Exchange strengthened on Monday morning, July 22, as the Asian regional markets experienced a correction. Falbiori Securitas chief researcher Alfian Shah noted on Monday, July 22, that the statement by the U.S. President Donald Trump and the policy of the Fed indicating a decline in the interest rate, coupled with a stable outlook of the Indonesian economy and the investors' anticipation of companies posting second-quarter profits, serve as a positive stimuli to the composite short share price index in this week's trading. On the external side, an official of the Fed emphasized the need for institutions to act promptly in the midst of the global economic slowdown. It would be more prudent for the Fed to take preventive action rather than handle possible crises arising from the global economic slowdown and the escalation of trade tensions. The absence of an agreement on the Hawaii issue can potentially fuel the trade war tensions. To stall further deterioration in the global economy, the Fed is expected to adopt a serious outlook to cut its interest rate. Chairperson of the Board of Commissioners of the Financial Services Authority, OJK, Wimbo Santoso, appreciates the presence of businessmen and banking of Thailand in Indonesia and conveyed that Indonesia welcomes to the presence of ASEAN banking to hold business in Indonesia. The board also encourages Indonesia's banking to activate its role and existence in Thailand through acquisition or other strategic steps. Wimbo, escorted by the board's press release in Jakarta on Monday, July 22, said that certainly the commitment is harmonized with consolidation spirit of banking by always paying attention on the scheme of ASEAN banking integration framework. The Financial Services Authority conducted bilateral meeting with Bank of Thailand in Bangkok on Friday in order to strengthen cooperation of the role of financial sectors of the two countries. Wimbo Santoso further explained that in the meeting, Bank of Thailand expressed its commitment to increase the role and contribution that has operational license in Indonesia in supporting financing of national economic growth. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Bank Indonesia, BI, collaborates with economic actors from Johor, Malaysia, and Singapore to participate in Riau Island Syariah and Halal Festival in Batam on Sunday, July 21. Head of Bank Indonesia of Riau Islands, Fajar Mayardi, said that as many as 12 economic actors of the two countries were met with 27 micro, small and medium businessmen. In addition to the business meeting between fostered entrepreneurs of Bank Indonesia with Singaporean and Malaysian businessmen, the Riau Islands Syariah and Halal Festival also conducted needs matching with mosque, which needs donation through the launching of QR charity, namely QR code to simplify alms digitally. After from provincial level, similar festival will also be conducted in the regions of Sumatra, namely in Palembang on August 3 to 5, 2019, and the peak event, Indonesia Syariah Economic Festival at the end of the year, which will be held in Jakarta. West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil commenced his four-day working visit to the United Kingdom by inaugurating the Sundanese Culture Corner at South Hill Park in Bracknell Town on Sunday. During a special occasion held at Bracknell Center, Governor Ridwan Kamil handed over a set of Degung, or a Sundanese musical ensemble, Angklung or bamboo musical instruments, and Tarawangsa or a two-string bowed instrument, as well as several pieces of Sundanese cloth. The inauguration ceremony was marked by the cutting a cone-shaped serving of rice offered along with several side dishes. Ridwan Kamil honored his VIP guest by serving the first cut of tumpeng to Bracknell Mayor and CEO of South Hill Park Arts Center, Craig Tilly. The Sundanese musical instruments available at the Sundanese Culture Corner could later be used by Simon Cook, a Sundanese culture enthusiast in the UK and recipient of the Indonesian government's scholarship scheme, Dharmawansa, for being trained at the Academy of Indonesian Dance, ASTI, in Bandung. The last item, the Istiqlal Grand Mosque is under renovation in accordance with President Joko Widodo's instruction, and the work is expected to be completed in March 2020, Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono stated. The minister remarked in a statement in Jakarta on Monday, July 22, that the renovation work will cover the mosque intersection and outer landscape, whose open green area is to be expanded from 29% to 35% of the total area. According to the minister, once the renovation is complete, the Istiqlal Mosque is expected to become the pride of not only Indonesian Muslims, but also the nation. Istiqlal, which means independence, is the biggest mosque in Southeast Asia and located near the presidential palace. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you commentary.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Who Will Serve the Chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly? While listener, after reconciliation efforts between the camp of President Joko Widodo, Ma'ruf Amin, as the winner of the 2019 presidential election, and the camp of Prabowo Subianto, Sandiaga Uno, as the loser, this could be said to be a success. Now a new problem comes out among the political parties participating in the election that have obtained huge votes, especially to determine who or which party has the right to serve the chairman of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR. The Gerindra Party claims to be given the chairman of the MPR. According to chairman of the Gerindra Party Central Board, Sudik Mujahid, this is not separated from the spirit of the reconciliation that was encouraged by President Joko Widodo and General Chairman of the Gerindra Party, Prabowo Subianto, some time ago. Gerindra believes that the best composition of the 2019-2024 Parliament is that this party will serve the chairman of the MPR. Meanwhile, the Indonesia Democratic Party of Struggle, PDIP, occupies the position of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, DPR. Gerindra's wish certainly does not come out casually. Deputy Secretary General of the PDIP, Ahmad Basara, has said that the possibility could occur in the deliberation process to elect the MPR chairman. PDIP has also opened up the possibility that the Indonesian Coalition Party, Adil Makmur, a coalition of Prabowo Sandiaga's supporters, occupies the chairman of the MPR. However, the wish of the Gerindra Party was opposed by coalition parties supporting Joko Widodo, Ma'ruf Amin, the Golkar Party, and the National Awakening Party, PKB. Golkar refused to give the chairman of the MPR to Gerindra. Golkar's refusal is certainly not without reason. Chairman of the Golkar Party Central Board, Aceh Hasan Shahsili, confirmed that the position of the MPR chairman should have been given to the Golkar Party, which is the second winner of the seat at the House of Representatives, DPR. It should be kept in mind that the mechanism to elect the chairman of the MPR is carried out by deliberation to reach consensus. This means that the party is not as easy as claiming that its party has the right to occupy the chairman of the MPR. Truly, the reconciliation is important to maintain national unity, but it should not be misinterpreted as an effort of sharing power. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
For the next segment, we will take you to listen to our program Today in History about the historical events on 22nd of July.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on July 22, 1917 when Adam Malik was born. Adam Malik Batubara was born in Pematang Siantar, North Sumatra on July 22, 1917. He was Indonesian's former minister at some departments during his life. He had served as foreign affairs minister. He was also the third Indonesian vice president. Adam Malik was determined as one of the Indonesian national heroes on November 6, 1998. The next event is that in 1946, King Daud Hotel was bombed. The bombing of King Daud Hotel was a terrorist attack which occurred on July 22, 1946 by underground organization of militant Zionist Irgun on British administrative headquarters to Palestine. The bombing was located on the south of the hotel in Jerusalem. 91 people from various citizens were killed and 46 were injured. The hotel was the place of head office of the Palestinian Authority under the British mandate, especially Secretariat of Palestinian Government and British Armed Forces headquarters in Palestine and Transjordan. Music. The last event is that in 1998, Cokro Pranolo passed away. Retired Lieutenant General Cokro Pranolo, or well known as Bang Noli, was a former governor of Jakarta and also a militarist figure in history of Indonesian struggle. He became private guard of Great Commander Sudirman in the National Revolution against the Dutch colonial. He also helped Sudirman to pass from the death attack of the Dutch soldiers, which was several times to conduct attempted murder to Sudirman. Finally, Cokro Pranolo ended his military career and when he got retired with the rank of Lieutenant General in 1977. Thus, he served as Governor of Jakarta for the period of 1977 to 1948. He passed away on July 22, 1998. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jadi suka. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama cuma ada kamu di hidupku. Awalnya biasa, tapi lama-lama ku selalu menunggu pesan dari kamu. Mungkin karena kita terbiasa jalani setiap hari bersama. Oh, lalu ku jatuh cinta. Oh, ku jatuh cinta. Oh, ku jatuh cinta. Thank you.
was a song entitled Awalnya or The Beginning, sung by Sandy Canester feat. Nadia Fatira. For the next segment, I will present you information in our program My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia targets car exports to reach 1 million units in 2025. The Ministry of Industry is optimistic that the number of Indonesian car exports will reach 1 million units in 2025. Minister of Industry Airlangga Hartarto at the opening of the Indonesian Automotive Industry Association, or known as Gaikindo, at ICEBSD Tangerang, Banten on Thursday said, to meet the target, the support of all parties is needed, especially in terms of improving production efficiency and product competitiveness through the implementation of Industry 4.0. Therefore, the government is determined to continue creating a conducive business climate through harmonization and synchronization of regulations in the automotive industry sector. Airlangga Hartarto explained that an important effort is the commitment of the principle to make Indonesia an export-oriented production base. Export of completely built-up vehicles in 2018 reached 250,000 units, with a market share of around 80 countries in the world, including five the main export destination countries, namely the Philippines, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Mexico, and Vietnam. This year, the export of CBU vehicles is targeted to reach 400,000 units and is expected to continue to increase every year. The automotive industry in Indonesia is considered to be growing and developing and making a major contribution to the national economy. Therefore, the automotive industry has priority development, especially in preparing to enter the era Industry of 4.0, which has been contained in the Making Indonesia 4.0 roadmap. Airlangga Hartarto explained the importance of holding an exhibition as a window to the Indonesian automotive industry. Meanwhile, Chairman of Gaikindo, Yohanes Nanggoy, reported a number of things that have been achieved by the automotive industry in Indonesia. According to him, the automotive industry in Indonesia is currently independent in meeting domestic needs. The record of Indonesia's automotive imports in 2018 is around 90,000 units, showing a decline from the previous year's record. In addition, based on data summarized by Gaikindo, exports of whole cars or CBUs throughout 2018 grew by 14.4%, or reaching 264,500 units. The achievement was the highest compared to previous years. In the future, Gaikindo, with support from the government, brand holders, and participants, will continue to encourage and develop automotive exports. Listener, that was My Indonesia Today.
Bermacam wajah hinggap di hidupku, beragam cinta panahi relung hatiku terdalam.
Cantiknya rupa semua jadi fana, indahnya raga waktu berubah jadi tak sempurna.
Dan akhirnya yang ku damba kecantikan di jiwa. Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna, kenyamanan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara. Akhirnya cinta ada dalam dirinya. Sebenarnya cinta yang takkan larut oleh hujan tiba. Dan engkaulah yang kudamba, pasangan yang sejiwa. Kematangan cinta yang bermakna,
meski tanpa bicara.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was a song entitled Kematangan Cinta by The Groove. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, I will present you information about Indonesian tourism, culture and local wisdom in our program Indonesian Wonder. Have a nice listening. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we are going to let you know Gedung Sate or the Satay Building in Bandung, West Java Province. Stay tuned. Gedung Sate is a historical building which is located in Bandung, West Java. The building has unique characteristic. It looks like satay skewer ornaments on its center. There are six satay skewer ornaments, which symbolize 6 million of golden, the amount of money was used to build in its era. Gedung Sate is very well known in Indonesia. Gedung Sate started being built on July 27, 1920, in the Dutch colonial era, and it was completed in September 1924. The architect of the building was Insinyur Johan Gerber, and his team was from the Netherlands. The building has touch of European styles, which was combined with traditional styles of the Indonesian archipelago. The building will stand sturdy and function as central government of Bandung. Now it becomes tourism destination due to its architecture, historical value, and also park which is maintained well. There is a park around Gedung Sate which is favorite place to take picture, including for film shooting. On Sundays, the park becomes Bandung residents' choice to enjoy relaxation and light exercises. ¶¶ Sate, which is located on Jalan Diponegoro number 22 in Bandung, is easy to be accessed because it is at the center of Bandung City and its road has been in good condition. Gedung Sate is open for public on holidays and weekends. In front of the building, which has become an icon of Bandung City, there is usually a temporary market or called Pasar Kaget, which sells various kinds of stuffs with cheap prices. The market only exists when there is celebration of event. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for listening.
Sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja.
Dulu ku sepi, kamu yang selalu ku cari. Dulu ku sedih, kamu yang selalu ada di sekitarku untuk merangkukku. Kini ku senang dan kamu tak ku utamakan. Kamu tersinggung, berpikir ku menghindarmu. Kamu salah,
kamu salah.
Niatku bukan begitu. Ku menjauh karena bukan kamu. Ingin ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Ku bilang rindu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja. Dulu kini kau ceritakan dengan julukan si pemberi harapan palsu. Oh oh, lucunya cara kamu menghibur semua teman dekat dan hatimu. Ku sayang padamu, tapi maaf sebatas teman saja.
Just listen to the third song by Shadow Sinovia entitled Sebatas Teman or Only Friend. For the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, where we will introduce you to Indonesian language. Have a nice listening.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is going to see general physician or ke dokter umum. Next is a conversation about ke dokter umum or going to see general physician. Tony was sick. He was brought by Joko to see a doctor. At the receptionist, Tony was asked about his identity by the officer. After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to that topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Anda mau berobat ke dokter umum atau dokter gigi? Anda mau berobat ke dokter umum atau dokter gigi? Which means, do you want to see general physician or dentist? Dokter umum. Dokter umum, which means general physician. Dokter gigi. Dokter gigi, which means dentist. Siapa nama Anda? Siapa nama Anda? Which means, what is your name? Berapa umur Anda? Berapa umur Anda? Which means, how old are you? 28 tahun. 28 tahun. Which means 28 years. Anda warga negara asing? Anda warga negara asing? Which means, are you foreign citizen? Dokter mata. Dokter mata. Which means, ophthalmologist. Saya sakit perut. Saya sakit perut. Which means, I have stomach ache. Nanti malam. Nanti malam. Which means, tonight. Musik. When registering for treatment, you will be asked to fill a registration form and identity by the officer, like in the dialogue. Besides identity, you will also be asked about the doctor you want to see. If there are only two doctors, the officer will ask you by saying, Anda mau berobat ke dokter umum atau dokter gigi? Which means, do you want to see general physician or dentist? If you go to a hospital where there are available many doctors, the officer will ask you, mau ke dokter apa? Which means, what doctor do you want to see? And you can answer, saya mau ke dokter, blah blah blah, which means, I want to see, blah blah blah. Then mention the doctor you will meet. For example, general physician, dentist, or ophthalmologist, and etc. For example, saya mau ke dokter gigi, which means, I want to see the dentist. Saya mau ke dokter mata, which means, I want to see the ophthalmologist. In Indonesian language, if you want to see a doctor for treatment, you can say, saya sakit perut, mau berobat ke dokter umum. Saya sakit perut, mau berobat ke dokter umum, which means, I have stomach ache, so I want to see a general physician. Saya mau ke dokter nanti malam. Saya mau ke dokter nanti malam, which means, I want to see a doctor tonight. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more. The listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua? Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa?
Kita jalani.
entitled Melawan Dunia or Against the World, sung by Ranfit Yura Yunita. Listener, you're still with me on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will inform you Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a song which was composed by Maxima Miri entitled Mengapa Kita Berjumpa. Previously, the song was sung by Hari Tasman in pop genre. It is an old song which was sung again by Kay Biantoro in Kroncong Modern Genre. Regret usually comes later. That is the story in lyric of the song Mengapa Kita Berjumpa. The lover decided to go and to somebody else. The man not regretted on his feeling and love. But why should be met a goal? That's life. Not all dreams come true. Listener, let's listen to the song Mengapa Kita Berjumpa, sung by K. Buntoro.
Mana mungkin kita bersatu, walau diriku sayang padamu. Biarlah cinta kita yang indah menjadi kenang. Aku pun kini menyadari engkau telah berdua. Biarlah namamu sayang terukir di hati. Sejujurnya aku anggui engkau sangat ku sayangi, namun satu yang aku sesali, mengapa kita berjumpa. Biarlah namamu sayang terukir di hati. Yang aku sayang saling. Mengapa kita berjumpa? Biarlah nama hamba sayang terukir di hati.
Voice of Indonesia. Of Indonesia.
Wajahmu yang terukir di dalam
abadi dan takkan pernah terganti. Hanya kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Meskipun langit telah memisahkan cinta kita, aku kan selalu untukmu. Cintamu akan selalu bersemi di hidupku.
Thank you very much for listening to our English terrestrial program on Voice of Indonesia. Please don't forget to give us your suggestions and feedbacks to our email address voice.indonesia and also our Twitter account voiceindonesia as well as Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Have a nice listening and thank you for joining us.